With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Now that the presidential debate is over, the presidential campaigns are hitting the campaign trail. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
President Biden left Atlanta late last night and arrived in North Carolina early this morning. That's where he will rally voters in Raleigh. North Carolina is a battleground state where most polls show Donald Trump in the lead. Meanwhile, Trump will hold one of his signature campaign rallies in Chesapeake, Virginia this afternoon, making a play for a state that has not supported a Republican for president in 20 years. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court has made it harder to charge Capitol Riot defendants with obstruction, a charge that is also brought against former President Donald Trump.
The justices have ruled the charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that defendants tried to tamper with or destroy documents. The decision could fuel claims of political retribution by the former president and his Republican allies. Special Counsel Jack Smith has said the charges faced by Mr. Trump would not be affected.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Only some of the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021, fall into the category of trying to tamper with or destroy documents. A measure of prices that's closely tracked by the Federal Reserve suggests that inflation pressures in the U.S. economy are continuing to ease. Consumer prices were flat from April to May, the mildest such performance in more than 4 years. Measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.6% last month, slightly less than in April. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation rose 0.1% from April to May. The Dow is down 6 points, and the NASDAQ is losing 61. This is SRN News. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again.
The prominent atheist organization is pressuring the Bartlett, Tennessee Police Department to paint over a Bible verse on display inside headquarters. Underneath an American flag on one wall are inscribed the words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The foundation claims that the verse is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A lawsuit might be coming if the police don't give in. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court reinstating an agency rule that prohibits residents from using X instead of male or female on state-issued driver's licenses or identification cards. The justices have issued an order staying a lower court injunction that blocked the rule. Arkansas says the practice of allowing the X designation was not supported by state law. This is SRN News. The wife of a prominent American film star is coming under fire by an Israeli group. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
An Israeli civil rights organization has asked the American Attorney General to investigate civil rights attorney Amal Clooney for possible violations of the Hague Invasion Act. The Shurat Hadin organization wants the wife of actor George Clooney charged with a felony for her participation in the investigation of war crimes by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu while she was on American soil. That investigation resulted in arrest warrants being issued against the Israeli Prime Minister, Defense Minister, and two leaders of the Hamas terrorist organization. The act was passed to protect military personnel and U.S. allies from actions by international courts lacking jurisdiction over the United States. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.